We're continuing the Shiltos. We had seen last time that Rav Chaigon had quoted the limud of not hiring workers on Shabbos, and it seemed to stem from the words Me'asos Drachecha, from doing your ways. And now the Netziv says, we're on top of page Gimel in the Moshe Rav Kook edition, ועיקר החידוש בזה לפרש מהי הדרשה דבסמוך נמצוא חפצך חפצך אסורין חפצי שמיים מותרים. And the prime chidush here is to understand the derivation of נמצוא חפצך. Don't deal with your own needs, deal with חפצי שמיים. So the Netziv seems to learn that it's running into that derivation. Even though it precedes it, it's connected. V'kvar pligi b'ze Rashi v'tosfot. Now there's a machlokis Rashi Tosfos there. The Rashi katab demekach u'memka v'cheshbonot. Nimra lo mi'vedaber davar shlo yeh dibucha shel Shabbat kedibucha shel Chol. Rashi says when the Gemara said v'daber davar teaches us don't talk on Shabbos like you do on weekdays. The idea is don't talk business on Shabbos. והתוספות כתבו דנירה לו ממצוא חפצך. תוספות says, no, that's derived from the words ממצוא חפצך. Don't seek out your desires. כמבואר הכל בדף קוף י' ג' עמוד ב'. ודעת רבינו או מי שהגיע והוסיף, and the opinion of Rav Chaigon or whoever added, whoever this Rav Huna was, if it's Rav Huna the Gon, is kishitat ha-tosfot. Uchedemasayem ala ha-idrasha mimtzoch hefzecha. He says the words mimtzoch hefzecha is the conclusion of this derivation. It says don't hire workers. Don't tell your friend, are you going to meet me? Mimtzoch hefzecha hafzecha asurim. It runs into that derivation. It's not coming off the way we said earlier. It's not coming off of me'asot rachecha. It's running into mimtzoch hefzecha. So then it's going like Tosfos, that the words Mimtzo Chefzecha teach me not to talk about business on Shabbos. Yes? V'hainu shevi Rabbeinu abayta k'tzurata b'da tanakama u'v'gmarayit ad Rabbi Shua ben Kocha paligu matir. He left out, the Shiltos left out an opinion that's quoted in the Gemara. In the Gemara it says Rabbi Shua ben Kocha says, yes you can. You can tell a person a nireshetam orimi la'erev. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan harchak Rabbi Shua min Korcha. Not only does the Gemara bring Rabbi Shua min Korcha, Rabbi Yochanan says that's the halacha. And we saw this Gemara. It's quoted in Avodah Zarah. We saw it in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. It was part of that big sugyo where Rabbi Yochanan keeps paskening. The whole sugyo of Zayin Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah. So over there it's also a machlokis and it paskins over there like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. So the Gemara keeps quoting you psakim like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha there. So this is one of them. So Rabbi Yochanan, not only in the Gemara and Shabbos, also in Avodah Zarah, tells us halachic Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. V'amar, my time with Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, mishum dichtiv mimtzo chefzecha v'daber davar, dibur asur, hirur mutar. The prohibition is specifically on speech and not on thought. You can think whatever you want on Shabbos. Upshita dachi hilchata, and it's obvious that you see in the Gemara that's na halacha. Vimken lemaya v'rabim da tanakama b'stama. So then why does the Shiltos quote tanakama and doesn't even quote the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? Ela ba lelamdenu b'zeh ra'aya deikar ha'isur shel masa umatan midrasha de mimtzo chefzecha. That the prohibition of business on Shabbos stems from the words Mimtzo Chefzecha Umishom Hachi Shapir Machmir Tanakama, and that's why Tanakama is right in being stringent. And Tanakama holds that when it comes to business, even thoughts of business are aser. The Kasavar that Yuk V'Daber Davar Lo Kayan Mimtzo Chefzecha. The Shiltos holds that the words daber davar dibur mutar dibur asur hirur shari doesn't go back on mimtzoch hefzecha. So if Mimtzoch Heftzecha teaches me business is Aser, so then Mimtzoch Heftzecha might teach me also that thoughts of business are Aser. Where do I say Daber Davar, thoughts are Mutter? Good question. But it doesn't pertain to business. Wherever Daber Davar is going to limit me, what speech is prohibited, that speech is only speech and not thought. But business doesn't come from the word Daber Davar. If business doesn't come from the word Daber Davar, then business is also prohibited in thought. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha holds this is also mutter. So all this is in the way Tosus learns the sugya, that the prohibition of business comes from Mimtzoch Heftzecha. So that's the way the sugya plays itself out. And then Rabbi Shua ben Korcha comes and tells me, Daber Davar teaches me that Hirur is Mutter, and he would also hold that Hirur is Mutter in business, according to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. אבל הפירוש רשי דמסר מתן בכלל ודבר דבר אם כן מיתם את תנא קמא according to Rashi that business is prohibited from the words דבר דבר, so then why does תנא קמא tell us in the Braisa that you're not allowed to discuss let's meet tomorrow? Why not? It only says you're not allowed to talk about it. If you say it stems from the words Mimtzoch Heftzecha, so then we can have an argument. When it says Daber Davar, does that go back on Mimtzoch Heftzecha or not? Daber Davar obviously prohibits only speech, but the question is, does that limitation of prohibiting only speech go back on Mimtzoch Heftzecha as well? So there you have Machlokas. Tanna Kamma says, no, Mimtzoch Heftzecha is its own prohibition, which includes thought, and it encompasses business, and Daber Davar is its own prohibition, which is specifically to speech. And Rabbi Shua ben Korcha says no, both of them are prohibited in are permitted in thought. But according to Rashi, if the whole prohibition of business stems from Daber Davar, then why would Tanna Kamma say you're not even allowed to think business on Shabbos? The words say Daber Davar, the prohibition is speech. So that's why the Shiltos does not go with Rashi's Shita. Vini. בפירוש כתב יד איתה בזה הלשון. ואמר רב הונה, לא יזכור אדם פועלים בשבת, ולא יאמר לקוטי לזכור. Oh. רב הונה says, don't hire workers, and it doesn't run into the next sentence like our Gemara, like our Sheiltos, but rather, don't tell a kuti to hire for you. And in the Paris version of the Shiltas, it also says that way. Zu ha-halakha, hi Shabbat perek shoel, lo yisko po'alim. Uperushahu lo yisko po'alim dichtiv, mimtzoch heftzecha v'daber davar, chafatzecha asurin, ולא יאמר לקוטי לזכור פועלים, אם יש אמרה לקוטי שמות. ולא יאמר אדם לחברו, כיוון שהוא אסור, חברו נמי אסור, די ישראל הוא, והשולחו עובר משום לבני עיוור. ולא יאמר על קוטי, אנרי שתעמוד עמי. According to this halacha, then you've already shifted to a totally different Gemara in Shabbos, where what the Gemara is really saying is, you can't hire your workers on Shabbos, because it says, מנצוח את צחב הדבר דבר. You're not allowed to talk about your needs on Shabbos. Then it says, don't ask a kuti to hire workers for you. That's the rabbinic prohibition of Amira Linochri. Then it says, don't tell your friend, lo yomar adam nechavero, because just like you can't hire workers, you can't tell your friend to hire workers. And if you tell your friend and he doesn't know, then it's lifnaiver. Don't tell the kuti ani reshet amodi mi. Do you think now you're going to make it to meet with me? Ritzono lomar nirah achshav im tavo elai l'shetach shach. Do you know now if you're going to come nightfall? If yishesneim yodim shal menat lesochol pulato maskiro. Because what he's telling me is, do you remember I need you for the night shift tonight? So he's talking about hiring him for tonight. So that's the way it plays itself out according to this version of the Shiltos. V'tamati me'od. The Netziv says, but I have a big question here. Ech vi Rav Chai zal zu ha'alacha? How does Rav Chai quote this halacha? Ki nireh shu usah lomar lepo'el, anireh shetamod mila erev. If that's what Rav Chai is saying, then it seems like Rav Chai is saying, you can't tell a worker, does it seem like you're going to make it tonight? Ki reiti shetalmud posek Rav Yishua ben Kocha, sh'omer adam l'chavro anireh shetamod mila erev. But I don't understand. The Talmud explicitly paskins like Rav Yishua ben Karcha, that you may tell a person, do you think you're going to make it tonight? V'chen pasak haram, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shabbos. V'chen paskan pashim, everyone paskins that way. So why would the Shiltos go off as a lone soldier and paskin differently than what seems to be a clear Gemara? V'lachen ire lefaresh. That's why it would seem the correct way to explain is ki ma sh'amar v'lo yomar hanireh sh'tamod imi la'erev, that when the Shiltos says that a person shouldn't tell his friend, do you think you're going to make it tonight? Ritzono lomar lo yomar lakuti. That means he shouldn't tell the kuti sh'tamod imi la'erev ki mistam ha'kuti yetne li Yisrael b'shabbat kach v'kach titen li. We're concerned you're going to tell him, are you coming tonight? And he's going to tell him, are you paying me overtime for tonight? So the conversation is automatically going to shift to a realm that's prohibited. That's why the Shilta says, don't start such a conversation. And even if you don't make any conditions, if you tell him, that's part of the rabbinic prohibition. But when it comes to a Jew, if you tell him, are you going to make it tonight? He knows he's not allowed to talk business with you on Shabbos. He's not going to ask you what the pay is for tonight. So there, you're allowed to tell him, does it look like you're going to make it tonight? Upeiresh Rabbi Yitzchak shloimar lepoel hayabekan erev shenimtza oseh chavtzav b'shabbat. And then Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and says, don't tell a worker you show up here tonight, because then you're really taking care of your needs on Shabbos. It's one thing to ask him an informational question. It's another thing to give him a command. And that's how the Rambam writes. But if we're going based on the Rambam, then it would seem, if we're going with the Rambam strictly, well, the Rambam seems to hold, you can tell a kuti, does it seem like you're going to make it for the night shift? So in the commentary over there in the Shiltos, in this version of the Shiltos you just quoted, over there it says that according to the Rambam, it would seem, you could say, are we going to meet tonight, being that you're not explicitly saying anything. So it seems like his version, now the Netziv is talking, until now he quoted this Pirush, he says, according to his version, it's mashma that his nusach was, don't tell a kuti to hire, don't tell your friend to hire, don't tell a kuti, do you think you're going to make it tonight? So then that's only a kuti, like he explained, because you might end up talking business on Shabbos. And Tosfos over there on the Gemara already mentions that when the Gemara says a person can tell his friend, do you think you're making it tonight? The Gemara specifically said his friend, tell you your friend you could say it to, but you can't say it to a kuti, because the kuti is going to start talking business with you on Shabbos. So that understanding is already there in Tosfos on the sugya, that option. But the genius, the chida, Chaim Yosef David Azulai in his work Birkei Yosef on the Shulchan Aruch, he quoted it like it's in our printing. So he says this fantastic understanding, which is the simple reading of the Shiltos, that he's going against our Gemara. Our Gemara paskins like Rav Yishua ben Karcha, that you may tell a person, do you think you're going to make it tonight? And he's paskining not that way. V'hachi pasak Rabbeinu Yerucham. And you know what? We find another giant who paskins that way, the great Rishon Rabbeinu Yerucham. V'osip lomar de'gersat Rabbeinu b'Gemara. So then he added, and he said, the Sheiltos' version in the Gemara is, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Matnitin Tilok Rabbi Yishua ben Kocha, Kmo Shemvonus Chazor B'Chidushei Rashba V'Aranzal. That Rabbi Elazar comes afterwards, you have Rabbi Yochanan saying, Halachas like Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha. And then his disciple, Rabbi Elazar, comes along and says, well, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Our Mishnah disagrees. So then the disciple is arguing with his Rebbe and saying that there's a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Well, then in that case, the halacha is not going to be like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. And that version is quoted in the Rashba and the Ran. V'hachi perusho, delehachi tznan, v'lo yomar adam lachavero liskolo po'alim, lashminan degamze asur. So then according to this understanding, why does the Mishnah say, don't tell your friend to hire us workers, to tell you that that's also prohibited? Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasak Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So what about Rabbi Yochanan? He does pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Al Korchach lo muki manitin de lok Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So he understands that the Mishnah doesn't argue with Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Sharei Alacha Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that makes this declaration. Throughout the Shas, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. He's not going to argue with that. So obviously he learns that the Mishnah doesn't contradict that. Banan kamelan kiravashi. So we come out like Ravashi. It's not Rabbi Lozer, it's Ravashi. Ravashi disagrees. In that version of the Gemara, I said it's Rabbi Lozer, it's not. It's Ravashi that disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, but then we would come out like Ravashi, who's Basra. Ve'lo shepligi Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha v'Rabbanani hiru mutar, ela depligi detanakam asvir le dirhu lo shari ela belibo, kmo shkatav Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the argument between Rabbi Shua ben Korcha and Rabbanon is not whether you're allowed to think business on Shabbos, but that Tanakama holds you're allowed to think so long as the thought remains in your heart, like Rabbi Yerucham explains. But if you're going to say something that's indicative of what you're thinking about business on Shabbos, that's what's asur. When you tell your friend, are you coming tonight? You're not talking business yet. You didn't say what he's doing. You didn't say what the payment is. So according to Tanakama, that is still encompassed by the prohibition because it's only thought that's permitted and not speech that indicates that you're thinking business on Shabbos. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha savar, dehanami hihu imikri. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha says, this is still in the realm of thought. You're not explicitly saying we're going to work tonight. You're explicitly saying, are we meeting tonight? You know, and I know that we're both thinking about business and what I'm going to pay you and the overtime and the work that needs to be done. That's thought. Thought is permitted on Shabbos. Thought of business. I'm only not allowed to talk business on Shabbos. So that's how Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha understands. Meaning everyone agrees, thought is permitted, speech is prohibited. The question is speech that indicates the thought considered speech that's prohibited, or is that considered thought that's permitted? Clear? V'Ravashi svir leik Tanakama da'asu. So Ravashi understands like Tanakama, ze otor divrei agon chida b'sefer birkei Yosef. This is the essence of what the genius, the chida, writes in his work Birkei Yosef. So till here, we quote it. Now we can add to the Pirkei Yosef. The gam ba'al halachot gdolot v'yad Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha v'tam didei mishum dibur asur v'yihu mutar. Ba'al halachos gdolos, we're going back to the generation of giants, of geonim. Behag also quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and quotes the reasoning that dibur asur v'yihu mutar. Why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha permit me to tell my friend, are we going to meet tonight? Because even though we both know we're going to meet for work, that's called thought of business on Shabbos. I didn't overtly say any business on Shabbos. Ve'lo hevi ha-shepasak Rabbi Yochanan ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. But Baal Halachos Gedolos omitted that statement of the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Mashma de'lo pasak achi. That seems to say that Baal Halachos Gedolos did not paskin like Rabbi Yoshua, like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Oh, so we have another powerhouse. Now we have Rabbi Chai Gaon, Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Baal Halachos Gedolos. Me. So that's point number one. I have another backing for this shita, meaning until we saw the Birkei Yosef, we were stuck. We said, how could the Shiltos go out against everyone? No one paskins against Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Then we quoted the girsa of some of the Rishonim that Rav Ashi doesn't paskin like Rav Yochanan. Then we quoted Rabbeinu Yeruchim who doesn't paskin like Rav Yochanan. Now the Nitziv adds and says, okay, I can add the Baal Halachos Gedolos that also doesn't seem to paskin like Rav Yochanan. Meumash ketav al Birkei Yosef. Zitana kamar Rav Yeshua ben Korcha pligi ani reshte amodim mila erev mikri hiru. But what the Birkei Yosef wrote, that the argument between Tanakama and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha is whether saying, do you think we're going to meet tonight, whether that constitutes thought or not, and that's what the Ritva writes in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we discussed earlier. All that is working off of Rashi's understanding. That the derivation that business is prohibited on Shabbos comes from Vidaber Davar. But now let's go back to the first point we discussed. According to the She'iltos, that the She'iltos learns like Tosfos. The prohibition of business on Shabbos comes from Mimtzo Heftzecha, not the Be'er Davar. So then what's the Machlok Shav Yeshua Ben Korcha and Chachamim? Whether I learn Hirhur that's permitted on Mimtzo Heftzecha, or Hirhur that's permitted is only on the Be'er Davar. Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha says, just like the Be'er Davar is permitted Hirhur, so to Mimtzo Heftzecha. Tanakama says, no. Mimtzo Heftzecha, business? No permission to do hirur on that. Daber davar, that's what's permitted on hirur. Ah, now we have a whole different mahalach in the machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and Chachamim. So says the Nitziv, ha'ikau k'mosh katamnu depligi kai diyuk v'daber davar gaman mimtzochet chaolo. So then the real argument, the way we explain the shiltos, is does the derivation of daber davar, which permits hirhur, does that revert back to mimtzo heftzecha as well? Does that also permit my thought on mimtzo heftzecha? V'detanakama b'inyanei mekachumim kalgam hirhur asur. So Tanakama holds, it's not that Tanakama says, when you say it in a roundabout way, that's called divur. They agree that that's called hirhur. They just say there's no permission for hirhur in business. So it's not only saying, ani reshetam orimi, it's also, you can't think business on Shabbos, according to Tanakama. Ubemet, achitanya b'mechilta. Oh, genius. So the Nitziv says, you know what? I'll show you another source that says like me. Parshat Zachor, on the Mechilta, on Yisro, on the Ten Commandments, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos. So it says like this. Sheshet, imit avod v'sita kom lachtecha. The Torah says, work 6 days, finish all your work. Could you really finish your job for life in 6 days? First understanding of the Sifri, of the Mechilta, is take a break as though you finished your work. Alternate understanding, Shvot mimachshevet avodah. What did it just say? Cease from thought of work. New commandment. Don't think business on Shabbos. Ah! So you see, that's what we just said. Ve'omer, and then the Mechilta brings a support for this understanding. Im tashiv mishabat raglecha ve'gomer. Ve'omer, az titanag al Hashem. So it quotes our pasuk. It doesn't tell us which words it's deriving from the pasuk. It just tells you, the pasuk says, rest on Shabbos, then you'll enjoy. Harei da'afilu machshevet avodah asur. You see from the Mechilta that even thought of work on Shabbos is asur. Uchetanakamad Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, u'kmosh katavnu b'dat Rabbeinu. That's the opinion of Tanakamad Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and that's how we explained the whole mahalach of the Shiltos. It's not like the Birkei Yosef said that they're arguing when you say something in an inadvertent way, does that constitute thought or speech? But rather, everyone agrees that constitutes thought. Tanakama holds, you're not allowed to think business on Shabbos, it's derived from Mimtzo Heftzecha, and from Mimtzo Heftzecha, there's no permission of Daber Davar. Dabir Dover is its own issue. Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha holds, just like Dabir Dover teaches me, you may think the things that are prohibited from Dabir Dover, so too teaches me that Mimtzochet Tzacha prohibitions are limited to speech, and you may think those issues, which according to Tosus and Mishiltus, are the issues of business. Aval Rambam Perikav Dalit Katav. But the Rambam wrote, Lefichach asur l'adam l'aloch b'chafatzav b'shabbat v'afilu l'daber b'hin. Therefore, a person is prohibited to walk among his needs, his desires on Shabbos. Interesting term, l'haloch b'chafatzav v'afilu l'daber b'hin. He's not even allowed to talk about them. Kigon shidaberim shutafo, ma'im kol ha'machar. He's not allowed to talk about his needs on Shabbos. For example, he's not allowed to tell his partner, what are we selling tomorrow? O ma'ikneh, what are we buying? O hechivneh, how are we building baitzeh? Uvez eschorai lecha makom ploni? Or what business he's going to travel where? Kol zeh v'chayitzeh b'zeh asur. All of this and the like are prohibited. Shneimar v'daber davar. Dibur asur v'yehu mutar. So the Rambam seems to be learning like Rashi. He says you're not allowed to talk about any of this, but you're allowed to think about it. Now, before we run into his home mahalach, who does this sound like? Me'asot derachecha, the way we learned, before we saw the Netziv. Me'asot derachecha, don't do your way. Then the Netziv, the Shiltos ran into lo yiskor po'alim. Don't do your way, me'asot rachecha. That's the Rambam's Lashon Meduyok. The Rambam says, lahaloch b'chafatzav. That's identical to our understanding of the Shiltos. That the prohibition of hiring workers is part of me'asot rachecha. But okay, let's hold off on that for now. It's just a diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam's terminology does match our understanding of the Shiltos, different than the Netziv's understanding. Mevoav, dehirhur mutar, afilu be'esek v'avodah. So we see clearly in the Rambam that you are permitted to think business even when it comes to work.
וצריך לומר דמפרש המחילתא קטן קם רבי יהושע בן כוחה והוא פסק רבי יוחנן רבי יהושע בן כוחה.
So you have to say that he learns the Mechilta like we said, but he doesn't paskin like it. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha.
וכבר כתבנו דרבנו והרמב״ם אז שתתר באמרה לעקום במקום מצווה.
We already wrote, I guess elsewhere, I don't know where, that the Sheiltos and the Rambam, both of them go according to their shita of Amira lenochri b'moko mitzvah. There's a big machlokis, where is Amira lenochri b'moko mitzvah motor? Which we will see Bezrat Hashem as we go on, and Rambam and the Shiltos each go in their way. The Gemara's tov, we'll see it. We'll get there. Tov. So.